And we'll start off with the media in-house before moving over to Zoom. At the top of the table, we've got Proteas Women captain, Laura Wolfart, and we'll get started. Anyone wants to look at this one?
Hi,
okay.
Welcome to Chennai, and best luck for the match. It's going to be your second test in 2 years. Obviously, it was tough luck against Australia, but how vital is this match against India going to be? Going forward, how important will it be for a South African red ball format altogether?
Yeah, I think getting the opportunity to play more test cricket is awesome, and something that a lot of our girls are really looking forward to is playing more tests. Obviously, having three scheduled in a calendar year is pretty cool, and something that I've wanted to see for a long time. I personally really enjoy the format and would love to see more of it. So yeah, I think this test will be a huge challenge for us, and hopefully we're able to adapt to the conditions well.
Yeah, I mean, India is always a good side at home. And see, the wicket is brown and got a tinge of grass. Yeah. So will your attack be pace-centric or you have an extra spinner?
We haven't trained yet today, so we'll probably have a look with the coaching staff a bit later today and decide what the best possible combination will be. But yeah, like you said, India are a force to be reckoned with at home, so we'll definitely have to have a long, hard think of what the best way would be.
Regarding the test match, what will be your preparation for the team coordination?
I think preparation-wise, obviously, we've been facing a lot of spin in the nets the last few days. I think that'll probably be the biggest threat is their spinners, especially as the test match goes on into the last few days. And the nets yesterday were staying a bit low and turning quite a bit, so I think that'll be our biggest challenge, is just to be able to adapt to that.
What are the challenges when you have to suddenly switch to the test format? I mean, the bowlers have to bowl long spells, the batters have to bat longer, and there's this recovery part as well, like you have to play every day and then recover as well. So, what are the challenges that you face when you suddenly switch to test format? And do you think if the test match is played first, it would be better?
Obviously, it is a challenge. I think as well, most of us not really having any sort of preparation in the format. We don't play domestic four ball stuff. So just coming straight into an international multi-day game is difficult. For example, balls that I've been cover driving my whole life, I now need to leave, which is difficult for me because it sort of just happens on instinct, and sort of having to fight the way that I've been batting for my entire career is difficult. So yeah, I think either we need to play a lot more test cricket and incorporate it into our domestic practice and training, you know, or we must just leave it, because playing 1 and 3 years is very hard to adapt to. But I'm on the side to have more of it. And what was the second part?
I asked if the test match, if it is played first.
I think it was good the way it's ordered now. I think the ODI sort of eased us into longer day stuff. I think a test would be a bit of a shock after maybe coming off of a month of training. Yeah, I think it was a good order.
India, of course, have the home advantage, but they've not really played in Chennai for a long time. Have you discussed that? The team kind of like bit of a level playing field, because it's a bit of a unknown for both of you, and learnings from Bangalore going forward into that?
Yeah, I guess women's test match cricket in general is a bit of an unknown for both teams, just neither of us really having too much experience in it. But yeah, obviously India do have a really big home ground advantage. I think winning a test in India is very tough, and definitely going to be a big challenge for us, but one that we're definitely up for. And then Bangalore, I think obviously we were a bit inconsistent, I think, with the ball and the bat. I think we had some really good cricket in patches, but then had some pretty bad cricket in different patches that sort of lost us the entire game. And I think test cricket, that'll be even more important to stay more consistent for longer periods of time.
Hi, Laura. As good as it is to see so much test cricket happening in women's cricket, for South Africa, from South Africa's perspective, How do you balance the workload of, say, someone like even Marivan Camp? We saw her, she did not bowl in the ODI. We saw her, she's been practicing, but it's a T20 World Cup year. So, you know, that risk versus the team balance, how do you sort of
Yeah, well, it's exactly that. She's sort of been managing her workloads and sort of taking it on a day-to-day basis because obviously we have a pretty big year with that T20 World Cup in mind. You wouldn't want to do anything silly when she's not 100%. But it's not really up to me. We have a pretty well-organized medical team and physio and team trainer who sort of manage all of that. They put a lot of effort into our training program and our workloads, and they monitor it quite closely. So I'm sure that they'll make sure the time is right when she starts bowling again. And the same for all players, just to make sure they're not overloaded with the calendar being as full as it is.
All the best for the match first. As a captain and a batter, you were there in the Australia Test match as well. How do you balance the challenge of batting time in this format and at the same time, you know, marshalling the troops when things are not going your way in a long way of bowling, you know, when the opponent bats long as well?
Yeah, mentally it's quite a big challenge, especially with it being back to back to back. I think ODI cricket is quite hectic, having to captain for 50 overs and then hopefully batting for a long time as well. But here I'm going to have to come back the next day and do it again. There's no rest day after. But yeah, I've only captained the one test match in Australia, which was quite a big effort. It was hot and they batted for like 2 days, so it was quite challenging. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think test cricket is a sort of the ultimate form of the game, and I guess reveals a lot about your character and how you can play under pressure. So yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, she's actually changed to off spin. So I think that was the main convincing factor, was to leave the leggies for a bit and to come out as an offie. I think leg spin is a really difficult art, and I think when you lose that feeling and it just doesn't come out quite right, I think it can be a very tough place to be in as a leg spinner. But obviously with her being a spinner her whole life, she'd always, you know, chuck in an offie or two at training, and we actually saw that they were pretty decent. So I think one of the coaches, or I don't know if she decided herself to just work on that for a bit. And it's actually helped us out, because last game we ended up needing the extra overs in one of the ODIs. So yeah, I think it's pretty new, her off-spin journey, but I think if she keeps working at it, it could definitely be a cool option to have that off-spinner somewhere in the top four.
Hi, Laura. All the best for tomorrow. One of the things that we've been asking even the Indian coach and the captain is how to contextualize this test match. So here, because we've been playing a lot internationally, it's percolated to the domestic circuit as well. We're getting more games, more people are taking up the red ball game, the board's showing more interest domestically as well. Because you're captain, are you privy to any such conversations happening in South Africa about maybe some domestic games coming your way? Is that at least a conversation that's starting to happen?
Not with me. I haven't been part of any such conversations, but I'm hoping that it is a conversation higher up. I think, yeah, if we want to give ourselves the best chance to win these games internationally, we have to do some sort of preparation at a domestic level. Yeah, like I said earlier, just coming straight into an international test match is tough with no Red Bull experience in the squad, besides the two other tests that most of us have played. So, yeah.
Much. We'll move over to our guest on Zoom for the last part of the presser. Morgan, thank you for your patience. I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Nita. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura, how important is it for you ladies to do well in this test? And the reason I'm asking that is because you mentioned the three tests in the calendar year for the first time. None of you have played a home test before, and you've got a home test coming up later, so I'm sure that you want to build a bit of momentum, and also doing well on the two tests here and there and in Bloom later could just be a big cause for you, or signal a big statement to try and get more domestic four-day cricket for you ladies.
Yeah, I think obviously we would love to do well and for it to be an exciting game of cricket to watch. But I guess it's a bit like the chicken and the egg. Like, do we first start with more domestic stuff and prep to make sure that the tests are more exciting, or do we sort of first start with the international cricket and then take it from there, only if it is exciting, if that makes any sense. But yeah, I think obviously we'd like to do really well and try our best and take that momentum into the test match at home later this year.
And lastly, just for me, did you ladies watch with the men earlier today, and a word of advice for them for their big game of Saturday?
Yes, I think pretty much most of us woke up early to watch the game. And yeah, I woke up early just to watch them chase 56, which was crazy. But yeah, it was absolutely amazing to watch. I think absolutely incredible. It looked amazing to be over there, and we're definitely all going to be watching that final and cheering them on.
Thank you so much, Morgan. Marnus, I'll go over to you. Thank you so much.
Hello, Laura. It's Marnus here. I need one to find out, will actually Marizan Cup bowl in the test or not yet?
She's been bowling a bit more at training, but we are taking it on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, as it stands, probably not on the first day, but we'll, I think the medical team are assessing on a day-to-day basis when she'll be ready for return to play.
Okay, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We'll wrap up with Tanvir, and then we'll call it today. Thank you. Please go ahead, Tanvir.
Thank you, Lita. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
So, the Chennai pitch is known for spinners. It is considered to be the spinner's paradise. So, how are you planning to use your spin attack in the test match?
Yeah, obviously, batting-wise, it's going to be a big challenge for our group. I think, obviously, it's very different to conditions that we've been used to and that we've been exposed to at home. But thankfully, we do have a few talented spinners within our squad as well. I think players like Nkululeko Gumnaba would sort of be licking her lips, getting ready for the game tomorrow. So, yeah, hopefully they're able to put on a good show and be consistent and tight with their areas. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how they go on these wickets.
Awesome.
That's it from my side. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
And good luck for tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tanvir. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That brings us to the end of today's Pre-Match Presser. We'll be sure.